and Jess. Mornings on Mix 106.5.
Everybody. Happy Thursday. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Happy Thursday.
We got one more sleep. Woo! We got one more sleep.
Nice.
One more sleep until Friday on this time change week. Let's just do the chant first. Let's get into it. In case you don't know what this is, we really feel like this is the hump day of the week, you know? Like you've exhausted all the energy. And really, let's be honest, you probably exhausted it way earlier in the week because of the time change, but just go with it. We don't have a one more sleep or three more sleeps or, you know, this is what we got. So go with this here. We just chant the words one more sleep on Thursday to really get us through this one, you know, because tomorrow's Friday. Tomorrow feels lighter. Tomorrow is the fun day. So on Thursday, we just chant the words one more sleep together collectively. No matter where you are, if you're at home, you're in the car, you're at the gym, if you would, just chant those words three times with us and cheer. And three, two, one, ready, go. One. Whoa.
There's the thing.
Whoa. Sorry.
The chant. We need the chant.
Three, two, one.
One more sleep. One more sleep. One more sleep.
Yeah. Cannot even imagine us doing that without that anymore.
We did it for like 5 years, though.
It's terrible.
Like 4 years without it. It's weird, right?
Terrible.
I don't know how we survived. Are there people in your life that really just make you feel bad about yourself? There's, and I'll explain. People that you just feel like are doing life way better than you. And I think maybe I've told you about this guy before. There's this guy that I ride down in the elevator with in the morning. Have I told you about this guy that lives in my condo with me?
Is this a different neighbor you have beef with?
This is not Stu. Okay. This is not Stu. Stu is a guy that thinks my name is Stu. I ride up with sometimes. There's this guy that I ride down, and we had the same early morning schedule. This is a guy that goes to work at the same time with me. He always wears a suit. He's very well put together. He's about maybe 10 years older than me. Just looks like he has his life very well put together, and probably one day a week we're on the exact same schedule, so we'll ride down together.
Well, that's cool.
And this morning I just happened to ask him. I was like, so what are you doing up so early? Like, where do you go? What do you do?
You know? Where are you heading?
And the answer that he gave me, like, I thought people that went to the gym early morning really had their life put together. Because I'm like, if you wake up this early to like go to the gym, like you're
before work, it's hard.
Like that's impressive.
Yeah.
Like, if you're up going to the gym, like, you know, you've got your life together. The answer he gave me, I'm like, God, like, who are you? Like, this is so impressive. This man told me, he goes, well, I got to be at work at 7. I stop by church before I go to work so that I can pray before I go. I said, sir.
Yeah.
The discipline.
Yeah.
The discipline to your religion. Now, I got to be honest. Like, I'm not that religious of a person. Like, that wouldn't be in my practice. But, like, sir, the fact that I wouldn't be that disciplined to wake up that early to go do anything.
Yeah, and I mean, also, too, like, it could be a part of his routine just to get his mind right and to get him in a place of how he wants to carry out his day.
Sure.
I listen to a sermon every day before on the way to work.
But would you be disciplined enough to get up to go to church before you go to work? This man goes to church.
I think what I love about that is that no matter what that is for you, whether if it's going to church or going to the gym or meditating in the morning or journaling in the morning, I think what I love is that, like, he's identified what he needs in order to start his day. And I think that if there's anything that we can take away from that is, like, whatever that means for you, really figure that out, because I promise you, it is so worth it. Whether it's like, whatever it may be, even if it's like listening to your favorite song in the morning, just to get you in the mental space to put you in a good mood at the beginning of your day.
I'm so
shout out to him.
I just want you to picture this. Like, so I'm on the elevator with this guy. I've got on like sweatpants. I've got on socks that like aren't on correctly, like above my pants. I'm wearing Crocs. This man's got on a full suit, hair done. Just looks prim and proper, going to church, and I'm going to like host this dumb radio show, and I'm like, damn, man, I gotta get my life together.
Do you think that a bathroom divorce
could save your marriage. There's a couple on the Eastern Shore that have actually done this, and they say it completely changed their marriage. So I want to like pitch this to you and tell me, like, could this work for you? Because I'm telling you right now, and I've said this for years, I'm pretty sure me and my next partner won't even live in the same house.
This is new as well. So the sleep divorce thing came out probably in the last couple of years. And that's when you just don't sleep in the same bed as your partner.
Right.
And so now this is a bathroom divorce?
Right.
Okay.
So there's this couple, Debbie and Jim. And so they live in the Eastern Shore. And they've come up with this concept of a bathroom divorce. And I want you to think of just how you and your partner coexist in the bathroom in the first place. And then listen to what they've done. They spent over $100,000 remodeling their house. And when they came to the bathroom, here's what they did. They have a shared sink area, but they have a double vanity. So they have their own separate space, right? So they don't have to share the sink, which, I mean, that's pretty common. That's not going to, you know, shock you too much. They have a wet room, which basically now has a large bathtub and a stand-up shower, but it's got two shower spots. So basically they have their own shower areas so that none of her space, none of her stuff, like all of her shower stuff, all of her hair, all of her shampoo stays on her side, all of her hair will stay on her side. All of his hair stays on her on his side. Nobody has to like interact with each other.
So basically, they have two bathrooms, and instead of having all of their stuff in the main bathroom, I'm assuming in their bedroom, all of her stuff is in there, and then his stuff is in the other bathroom.
Yep. And then two individual toilet rooms. So basically, there's like no toilet interaction whatsoever in between those two at all. So it cost $100,000, right? So, like, a lot of money in between those two. But these two say it increased their marital happiness so much. Here's these two talking about. Listen.
I think a bathroom divorce is best exemplified by two toilets, two sinks, and two ways to shower or bathe in the morning. Mm. We have everything separate. The pet peeve of my old bathroom was the wet, sticky floor every time I went to use the toilet. So knowing that I use a bathroom with a dry, pristine floor.
You know, one of the members in, who uses the bathroom has a prostate and the other doesn't.
Why does he sound so beat down? Poor Jen's like, hey, listen. I mean,
there's a lot of things that can be said about that. Yeah, you could also clean it up after, but it's neither here nor there. They're happy now, and they have separate bathrooms, and we're happy for them.
Tell me this, Jess, as the married person on the show, what is the biggest pet peeve of sharing a bathroom with a man?
Honestly, my pet peeve isn't regarding the bathroom anymore, but I will say, and this isn't an issue, but the first month that we lived together for the very first time when we moved in Maryland, Garage Boy would not put the toilet seat down.
Yeah.
And he had been, and his mom lives in Alaska, so he was living with his dad in California. And so it was just the two guys for like the longest time. And it was like every time I would drop it and be like, hey, can you please put the toilet seat down? And then one night I got up to pee and I went to go sit down and it was up and I sat down on the bare bowl. It was over.
You're
over.
Like, this is probably the end of our relationship.
I literally was like, this cannot happen ever again. I can never go through this again. I literally almost died. I literally almost fell into this bowl and I would have been lost forever. If you love me, please put the seat down. And ever since, it's been fantastic.
If I say Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan movie, Jess, what comes to mind?
You've Got Mail.
What else?
What? Other than that?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. I just watched You've Got Mail, so that's all,
okay,
all
how about
I got in my brain
Sleep
right
is
now.
In Seattle. Also,
you mean separately, sure. Not together. Okay, sure. Okay. So we've got Forrest Gump. We've got
But also, I kind of think those two were in those two together. There's also another movie that no one would ever mention. Those two starred in together. I didn't even know this movie existed. That will blow your mind. That was iconic. That came out today, back in 1990. I got to clue you in on, and we'll talk about it right now in Throwback Thursday. I'm like, wait, why was this movie even made? Why does no one even know? I mean, these stars are huge. They're iconic, especially together. And we'll talk about it right now. Throwback Thursday is fun. We just go back and talk about, you know, moments in pop culture history and play music that was number one here in Maryland in previous years. Like, for example, today back in 2016, Rihanna had the number one song with Work.
Work, 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 work. It's a me heavy work, 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 work.
When she performed this on stage for the first time at an award show, it was like one of the sickest things I've ever witnessed in my life. She somehow brought, like, it was like she had a massive party. There could have, I think there was like hundreds of people on stage just dancing, and it was like as if they were like inside a club. I was like, what is happening right now?
Was this the last Rihanna hit we had too, though? I feel like it's 2016.
No, Work is, wait, is Work on Anti?
I think it may be.
Is Work on Anti?
Be.
I'm not sure.
Which, like, 2016, y'all, that's literally, that's almost a little bit a decade ago.
Is Work on there? Oh, yeah, no, Work is on Anti. Yeah, this is off her last album in 2016.
Crazy, man. 2007, the number one song in Maryland today was Mims. And This Is Why I'm Hot.
This is why I'm hot. This is why I'm hot.
All of us.
So simple, but gets the message
right.
across. This is why I'm hot, and this is why you're clearly not.
Whoever had songwriting credits on the song.
Perfect. Got the job done. Perfect. Still hits to this day.
Madonna had the number one song today in 1995 with Take a Bow.
I've always been in love with you.
My mom loves this song. She would always listen to the car.
Everyone's mom loves this song. If you love this song, you're probably a mom. Okay, let's talk about this song. Like, this is, I mean, this movie, this is crazy. I didn't even know this movie existed. Today, back in 1990, there was a movie that got released starring Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan. It's called Joe Versus the Volcano.
Hmm.
It's basically a movie that is about Joe Banks, which is Tom Hanks, and he has this terrible job. He gets diagnosed with this, I guess it would be considered like a brain condition. And so this guy's like, hey, since you have this brain condition, why don't you go throw yourself into a volcano to sacrifice yourself to these gods, and maybe something really good will happen to you.
What year did this come out?
This is 1990.
Okay.
Since he does, all of a sudden, he gets blessed with the love of his life, who is Meg Ryan. It now apparently has some cult following behind it. Again, I've never heard of this.
I didn't know they started in a different movie together.
But because of this, I guess directors were like, oh my God, well, I guess the movie's terrible. But because Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan have great chemistry together, we should like do another movie with them. But that's that.
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess.
Here we go.
Number three.
Celebrity chef Gordon Ramsay was recently spotted in Maryland, and now we finally know what he has been up to. So Ramsay and a large film and production crew have actually been working in and outside McGregor's Restaurant and Tavern, a staple in downtown Havre de Grace, since last Saturday. Fans waited for hours outside to catch a glimpse of the popular host of Hell's Kitchen, Master Chef, and Gordon Ramsay's Food Stars, among many other shows. So production is staying pretty tight-lipped about what show they're filming and when it will air, but a crew member told WJZ it's a pilot episode for a brand new show that's going to air on a streaming service. And Harford County officials actually learned of Ramsay's production about 3 weeks ago, and McGregor's is set to open up again today.
That's rad.
That is fun.
Number two.
There is an image going viral online of a McDonald's play place at a new location in Tennessee, and it has just two chairs in front of two tablets stuck to the wall, probably loaded with games or learning activities. And obviously, a lot of kids would be perfectly fine with the little screen time while they're waiting for their chicken McNuggets. But nostalgic parents who grew up with the OG slides and ball pits are struggling with this image online, posting comments like, quote, "This is so depressing. This ruined my day, and this is one of the saddest pictures I've ever seen on social media." I'm not going to lie, as someone who did grow up with, like, the original play place with all of the colorful structures and everything like that. And it's literally, y'all, it's just bare walls, two little chairs, and then two screens on the wall, and then that's it. That's their play place.
Why is it that way now?
I don't know. I mean, I think at this point, probably, I mean, let's be real. Those things were probably so germs, like so germy and stuff like that. Yeah. You know what I mean? Back in the day.
Yeah.
So, it makes sense for cleanliness and just kind of like how to entertain kids with the current day.
Are ball pits not a thing anymore?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you the last time I saw a ball pit.
Parents, help us out with this. Are ball pits a thing? Have you seen a ball pit anywhere? Like, I can't think of a ball pit, but yeah, you're right. Like,
you can't blame them, but it was so sad. But y'all remember how sticky those slides were, though?
Yes. Like, just the amount of touching and, like, the balls and, like, the spit and, like, the tans.
Yeah,
and
but it was so fun.
It was fun.
Number one.
TMZ is reporting Kelly Clarkson's recent step back from her talk show is not a cause for alarm despite all of the online rumors. Clarkson hasn't hosted her show since March 5th, and there's been no word from her people where she actually has been, and that is what has been concerning for fans. The show has been using celebrity guest hosts, including Wanda Sykes, Brooke Shields, Josh Groban, and many more just to step in to host the daytime talk show. But obviously, people are wondering what the deal is. TMZ spoke to a source with direct knowledge of the situation, and they're confirming that Kelly is fine. She has just been dealing with a personal matter that does not directly involve her, but she's supposed to be back on air today. So I guess we'll see like why she was gone.
Okay. I mean, weird.
It was weird. So the reason why everyone's been freaking out online is because literally last week, zero warning and like zero reason as to why she was on. They just kind of like kept going with the show, and it was just like someone else filling in for her. And it's been over a week now, and everyone's like, okay, but like, where's Kelly?
Yeah, I feel like it's weird not to say. So I feel like the radio person in me wants to be like, tell me everything. I want to be super invasive. But I feel like the good person in me wants to be like, yo, obviously this could be like personal, so like maybe we should just give her space.
Right. You let's hope everything's okay for
I'm
Kelly.
I'm conflicted right now because I want to know, but like, I feel like in 2025 we got to be better about stuff like this.
Right.
So like, let's just like give her some space.
Right.
But like, you know, we're gonna dig. So
I hope she's back on air today. Just, I mean, more than anything, we just want to make sure Kelly's okay.
Yeah.
This is Jess, and that's your top three.
Kramer and Jess. $1,000.
All right, let's go. $1,000 in free gas. And play this game in your car, because one day I promise you, you're going to call, you're going to be the right contestant, you're going to play, so start practicing. Caller 10, who is this?
Hey, it's Mandy and Aaliyah. Good morning.
Aw, Mandy and Aaliyah. How are you guys?
We're good. How are you guys?
Good.
We're doing all right. It's been a week, you know what
I mean? It's so happy to hear from you. It's been a minute.
I know. We try to get through, but it's tough.
It's tough. It is hard.
It is
hard,
busy.
Man.
It is busy.
You know, some people never get through ever. So, like, just be blessed to be here today. There's some people like, I've been trying for 17 years. We never get through. But you guys get through here every now and then. So, we're happy to have you guys here. Are we ready to give this a shot?
Yeah, we are.
I got some bad news. I want to be transparent. We have no Wicked questions. We have no, what else do you guys like? Is it?
Taylor Swift.
Taylor.
Yeah. No Taylor.
Sad.
No Wicked today. Okay. So I just want to be honest before we get started today. We're going to go over the rules and we're going to get started. Jess, how do we play?
If you could answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free dash in gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you're out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and we will go back to them only if there is time at the end. Mandy and Aaliyah, you ladies ready to play?
We are ready.
Your chance at $1,000 in dash and gas starts
question number one. What award, which is established by Alfred Nobel, is given to people who have great contributions to world peace?
Pass.
Question number two. If a hotel charges you $150 per night and you stay 3 nights, how much do you pay?
$150. 150 per day. 300?
It's not.
Dang it, math. No.
I know.
Well, did you say 150 per night for three nights?
For 3 nights. Yeah. 150 per night, 3 nights. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's okay. It's early.
It's tough.
I get it. Okay. All right. Let's go back through these. Jess, we'll start with the very first question, which was...
What award established by Alfred Nobel is given to people who have great contributions to world peace? That answer is the Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah, that one's kind of tough.
And the lame, I know, and the lame math question early in the morning, a hotel charges $150 per night. If you stay for 3 nights, how much do you pay? $450.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I
thought
it's 300.
Yeah, I know.
It's okay, Aaliyah. It's okay. Yeah. You were kind of close.
Early.
Let's see how you guys would have done with the following questions. Number three, finish this phrase. Rolling Stone gathers no what?
I've never heard this phrase.
Yeah, the answer is moss.
Never heard that phrase.
Not sure about that.
No idea.
Question number four, what do we call animals that eat both plants and meat?
Do you know that one? You know, they're a vegan, right?
Omnivores.
No, that's a creamer.
Omnivores eat both plants and meat. Question number five. In Monsters, Inc., what color is Mike Wazowski?
Here we go. We know this one.
Green.
Yes, he's green. Correct. Question number six. Among desserts, ice cream, pudding, and cheesecake, which comes first alphabetically?
Ice cream.
Wait, what?
I know. It's tricky.
This one's tricky.
It goes back and forth.
We'll see on that last question. And the answer was cheesecake. Last question. What singer's real name is Stephanie Germanotta?
Do you know that one?
Who is that?
Lady Gaga.
That's her real name. Yeah.
That's her real name?
Yes. Real name. Stephanie Germanotta. Stephanie Germanotta.
We learned a lot today.
Yeah, we learned a lot.
And that's a good thing.
That's all that matters. Well,
Aaliyah, what's the latest?
Nothing. They're all great.
Yeah, they're all kind of crazy.
No words. I feel you, girl. That's the mood for this week.
Yeah, this vibe has been hard this week. It's all good.
We always get the hard ones.
I know. I'm so sad. I don't know why.
And who knows?
Sad.
Tomorrow we'll come back and we'll try it again. How about that?
We will. We always try.
We love you guys. Have a good day. Make sure to hit a Dash in and try their Spike Burger, a griddle-pressed beef patty, crispy bacon, grilled onions, mushrooms, provolone cheese, signature sauce, honey, and a fresh cracked egg on a brioche bun, only at Dash in.
Are you the damn hot dog or are you not, Dutra?
No! Why don't the Orioles want me?
Just give it to me straight this morning. Seriously, I think we have to get a Camden Franks update.
Yeah, it's like all my life is about right now. It's all I care about.
In case you don't know what's going on, Jess last week told us that this is going to sound kind of silly and dramatic, but she's always wanted to be a mascot, and she kind of fell in love with the Camden Franks that run around on the field at Camden Yards.
And it was cool because it's always been on the screen with the ketchup, mustard, and relish. And then with the new creation of the actual mascots and them getting to race on the field, like, that's so sick. And it was special because the Orioles literally posted a job, a part-time position, to be a Camden Frank. And I so badly want to be relish.
She went to apply and realized there was a height requirement. 5'5", you must be. Jess is not 5'5", she's 5'1".
Maybe 5'2".
5'2", she's not quite sure how tall she is, but she knows she's not 5'5", for sure. And so she was like really upset about this, thinking that's like kind of like unfair, but we debated last week, should she apply anyway? And you guys just gave her the encouragement and said, well, just lie and apply anyway.
Yeah.
And so you did, yeah?
Right.
So where are we a week later? What's the latest?
So I applied. Yeah. I did, in fact, apply for the Camden Franks position for the role of relish. And the update on the situation is I have not heard back.
Nothing.
And it's terrible. It's almost kind of like a toxic relationship waiting to hear from your like terrible boyfriend if he's like coming back from the bars and like the lights left on and then he decides to send you a text at like 3 a.m. saying, hey, I'm actually not coming. And you're like, oh, you're definitely cheating on me. Sick. That's kind of like what it feels like. Haven't heard back from the O's. Love them. Love you guys. Mean it. Don't know why you don't want me. I'm trying so hard to be enough for you. I really think I could bring a lot to the table. I would just like to say that the job description says an outgoing and energetic person that embraces the persona of the Camden Franks and their personalities. I feel like I could knock that out of the park. Pun intended.
Such as what? Like
outgoing.
Oh, the outgoing part.
The outgoing part, the energetic part, the part of like working the crowd, like the part of everything.
You do realize you have to like run the actual field part.
Yes.
Yeah. You got that part, no problem.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think that's also a really special part of it, where it's like for a lot of people, this is the only way that you can really get on a professional baseball field. And to even just be a part of that in some kind of small way, for me to be able to say like, I was a Camden Frank. That's iconic.
It's iconic. Hey, Mix, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Chrissy.
Wait, you're a self-proclaimed fun-size performer. I'm using your words, not mine.
Yes. So I'm 5'1".
Okay.
I've been a performer for the last 30 years. I actually own a theatrical arts education company in Baltimore.
Well, and what's it called? Let's shout it out.
So Charm City Players.
Oh my God, that's so fun.
Yes.
Yeah. Love so that. Being 5'1", there's always been height requirements. No matter if you audition for Disney Theatrics, for Universal, for any theme park, even in contract riders that we get from Broadway producers or rights management companies,
There
are height requirements within there for certain characters.
Okay.
So why, though?
A lot of times they want to stick to that. Like if it's for Disney, they want to stick with that image that Disney Theatrics creates. While it's not fair...
Yeah.
That's what their requirements are. And legally, they have to obtain that. So and we have to obtain that.
In my situation with trying to be a Camden Frank and their height requirement is at least 5'5 and taller, do you think that is because...
They want
Why do they need a tall hot dog?
They want the dogs to look longer, I'm assuming, right? They don't want little squatty hot dogs.
Well, it's also, most likely, it's a safety issue because of where the face mesh falls in that character costume.
Oh yeah, like I could just be looking at like pitch black because I'm too short.
Right.
Like the face thing might be like above where my head is.
But like,
right, exactly.
Just made a good point.
But shouldn't they have different sized costumes so more people can go?
More equality.
I mean, they should. They should. It should be more, you know, equal. But unfortunately, in the performance world, it's really not still.
Okay.
They just signed a contract. They're not going nowhere. I feel like they could afford a few more hot dog costumes.
Of different sizes. Fun-sized Frank.
Yeah.
Fun-sized Frank.
Fun-sized Frank.
That's exactly what it needs to be.
The little pig in a blanket.
No,
oh, my God.
I love it.
Wait.
I love it.
That's so cute.
This is important to hear.
See?
Baltimore Top 3 with Jess.
Okay, here we go.
Number 3.
The O's announced that they are throwing the Utah Street Block Party on March 29th at 2:30 p.m. before the season opener on March 31st at 3:05. All birds of all ages are welcome. The roster of Burland Fun will include Orioles alumni autographs, a dugout chat Q&A, a petting zoo, and so much more. And you can get all the ticket info and any other info you need on Orioles.com.
Number 2.
Alex Cooper is taking her talents from the podcast world to reality TV with her latest project with the working title Overboard for Love. To Call Her Daddy host is producing the new dating show for Hulu, marking her first unscripted series under her company Unwell Productions. So this is what the show is supposed to be like. A group of singles are going to step aboard a luxury yacht, ready to obviously mix and mingle to find love, but gaining access to the yacht's extravagant amenities will not be so simple. This is so sick.
Yeah, I like it.
I love this because A, she's incredible. But B, what I'm really excited about this, it's going to be someone who like, bless you, Charlotte. It's going to be someone who loves reality TV and watches it the way that all of us do. So I'm excited on what she's going to come up with because I feel like it's going to be like all the things of all the shows that we want in one.
Number 1.
Billboard has named Doechii the 2025 Woman of the Year. The rapper will receive the award at the annual Billboard Women in Music event later this month. After receiving the Billboard Women in Music Rising Star Award in 2023, Doechii has quickly gained recognition in the music industry for her genre-blending sound. She is redefining what it means to be a trailblazer in the music industry, and that event goes down March 29th at 10 p.m. Laverne Cox is set to host. I could not be more excited for this honor for Doechii.
What do I need to know about Doechii?
You need to know that she is the future of hip-hop, period, point blank. She is one of the most engaging, entertaining performers I've ever seen. She just won Best Rap Album of the Year, and she is only the third female rapper to ever win in that category's history, and she is incredible. And if you have not listened, you need to listen to her album Alligator Bites Never Heal, because it is so sick.
Yeah, I saw it. Is the Grammys, I guess?
Yes.
I saw her. And I guess I saw a TikTok of her, and I'm like, I know the name, but I guess I just never, she just kind of came up to me out of nowhere, and I was like, oh, like, I don't know anything about you.
She's so sick. Like, she raps, she sings, she performs. Yeah. It's also, like, theatrical. Like, it's like she doesn't allow anyone to keep her in this one thing of, like, you can only have one sound. Like, from beginning to end of the album, it's so eclectic and so different, cool. But it's just so her. Yeah. And I love her.
Cool.
This is Jess, and that's your top three.
One of your neighbors is going viral this morning. We got to tell you the story. This is nuts. I just try to be in her shoes for a second, because, first of all, I don't think any of us would know how to react in this situation.
Right.
Tell them the story of Tori Yorgi, please, Jessica.
Tori Yorgi, she's actually now on WBAL, so you've definitely seen her on TV. But at the time, she was working and reporting for a TV station in Virginia. And while she is doing an on-site report by herself, she literally gets hit by a car. And the way that she responded and just got up and finished her job after what happened to her and the way it happened is literally one of the most iconic things I've ever witnessed.
So this happened 3 years ago, and it had like a viral thing. She ended up going on Ellen.
She was on the Today Show. Right. She was on Ellen. She was being interviewed by like everyone.
She ended her career over in West Virginia. She ended up going to, where'd she go after that? I forget. But she ends up at WBAL maybe a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
The video then, for some reason, you know how viral goes. It ends up going viral again. Now has 14 million views.
Because I think she posted it on the anniversary of the original incident on Instagram, and like since then it's gone viral all over again.
So we got in touch with her yesterday on our Uncensored podcast to tell us the story, because Justin and I had never heard this story before, and her telling us the story now that she lives in Baltimore, we were like, damn, this is crazy. I'm going to play you like 60 seconds of her. This story is about 15, 20 minutes on our Uncensored podcast. Going to play you just a second of it, because I want you to hear her telling the story. Just imagine you being live, or just in front of a stage, or whatever you want to say, in front of like all these people, and getting hit by a car, and then like keep going. Like how would you respond to this
on live TV?
Here's how she did. Listen, and it's going to have a clip obviously at first of her actually getting hit by the car. Listen.
And now we're starting to experience, unfortunately, in freeze thaw, we see this, water main breaks.
That's Jess responding.
I got hit by a car, but I'm okay. Tim.
That's first for you on TV, Tori.
We're all good. I'm okay. Yeah, you know, that's live TV for you. It's all good. I actually got hit by a car in college, too, just like that.
Wow.
I am so glad I'm okay.
Yeah.
You're okay. You're okay. We're all good.
No.
This is
wow.
Tori, holy oh my God.
What actually did happen?
Yeah, it was so, all right. I try and explain this to everybody. I don't know how she hit me. I really don't. Reporters have to wait like 10 whole minutes before they go on air in their spot. I was in that spot for like 10 whole minutes.
With a giant ass.
Right when the air came on, that's what it happened. When I get hurt physically, like for some reason, something comes over me and I'm like, okay, I'm fine. I got to just power through that. And that's why I said I got hit by the car in college. I really did. But I think in my brain, I said, all right, I've been through this before.
Yeah.
Everything's fine. But yeah, so I do think I do better in like crazy pressure situations.
Crisis.
It's a natural thing for me, but I don't know. I don't know why, because I'm so dramatic in every other type of, it's like.
So that's Tori.
Actually literally talked to her about this for 30 minutes, breaking everything down. It was an insane conversation.
It's pretty wild. If you want to go listen to the Uncensored podcast, it's a great episode. It's Kramer and Jess Uncensored. And hey, really quick, as you can tell by the beep for the radio version, it's got cuss words, so like don't listen around the kids. It's like a great AirPod podcast to listen to. Maybe you're heading into work today. Kramer and Jess Uncensored. You can find us on the Odyssey app, Apple Podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts. But that's Tori Yorgi from WBAL telling us about the time she got hit by a car. And really quick, she's fine. We should mention that.
Oh,
too.
Yeah, she's totally fine.
I don't want to leave, because again, we literally
will see her on TV on WBAL. Like, literally, she's thriving. She's iconic. She's totally fine.
She's fine. She's good.
Do you feel a little crazy doing it?
It's about to go down.
Perfect. We want to know everything.
Dish.
Oh.
It's Talk Me Out of It, please. With Kramer and Jess.
Mix 106.5.
Okay, Anonymous, we've got you on the voice disguiser. What's this crazy idea you got going through your head?
I'm proposing to my girlfriend this weekend, but her friend thinks the way that I'm going to do it is a terrible idea.
Uh-oh.
Well, what are you planning on doing?
So I'm planning to propose to my girlfriend at an escape room this Saturday.
I'm a little already on the fence, but that's just me. Like, what's the story? Like, is this meaningful? Is that her vibe? I already have anxiety just thinking about it.
I haven't thought about an escape room since like 2002, but go ahead.
So that was our first date, was at this place.
Cute. Oh, okay. Very cute. Okay.
Okay, go on.
Honestly, she didn't really like it too much, but.
Okay.
Okay.
I thought it'd be fun. So I called and like, I talked to everybody there. Right. And they're going to help me. So the clues that they're going to give us to get out of the room, they're not going to really make sense. There's no way we're actually going to get out of the room. So
okay. You're losing us. Jess and I are looking at each other like, wait, what?
Okay.
Okay, so the plan is, you know, she's a little competitive, so she'll get frustrated. But the reason I want us to lose is because afterwards you take a picture in front of a sign that says, you lost. But I want to say that you did win, and then that's when I'm going to get down and propose to her.
But you're the prize. She won you. That's cute. That's cute. Here's my concern. Why does her friend think it's a bad idea?
She doesn't really like being trapped in a little room, of course.
Yeah.
And she didn't like it the first time.
Mm-hmm.
But to my eyes, that's like the fun part. That's the cool part, because she's going to be all like flustered. And then afterwards, she's going to realize, oh my gosh, we're getting engaged. Because all of our friends are engaged at this point. There's not like a creative way to do it anymore.
Wait, you think that like she's going to hate this so much that like when it's over and she realizes that she's actually engaged on the other end of it, that like it's going to make her happy and it's going to be such a juxtaposition of how she was feeling before that like that's going to be the good part of it.
Exactly.
I wish you could see Jess's face.
So we want to push this poor woman to hysteria. Have her feel claustrophobic, flustered. Maybe she might be like sweating her makeup off. To me, that is a major red flag that her best friend is literally telling you, please don't do this to her. She's not going to like it. I'm afraid for her.
But also, I think we're failing to remember that this was also our first date. If this wasn't our first date, it would be weird.
Yeah.
I get that.
Right. But the fact that it is our first date is not.
But the fact that it is our first date
Okay. Is
the glue that holds it together.
Well, let's walk through this really quick. Let's make sure we get this right. So Anonymous says, listen, I know this sounds a little crazy, but hear me out. I'm going to propose. So this is already like, this is done? Like you, is this?
I called the escape room. This is set up.
Okay. It's done, like paid for, like everything. Can you back out?
Yeah, everything's done. We're good.
Okay.
Yeah. We're good. We're ready to go.
I'm proposing to my girlfriend this weekend. Our very first date, we went to an escape room, and to be honest with you, she did not like it. And I thought, now that I'm proposing to her, I would take her back to our first date, but I set it up where it's not going to make sense. And at the end, when we can't win, we're going to take a picture that says you lose, but I'm going to actually then propose to her and say that you win me. Do we tell him to go for that? Do we talk him out of it? We'll start with Jess.
Lovingly, I'm going to vote no. This is what I don't want for you. is to put in all this effort and all this work and be so excited and then be hurt when you're not going to get the happiness factor at the end. Obviously, you guys love each other. Obviously, she's going to say yes. That's not what I'm talking about. It sounds like you are kind of doing it because what you think is cool and it's actually going to like stress her out.
I think, honestly, everybody's proposal is so cheesy nowadays. Like, everybody does the same thing.
Okay, if you're trying to go for a unique proposal, I say go for it. Because, like, I mean, you're right. It's going to be unique. Here's my thing. This is one Jess Dutra's advice.
Yes, absolutely.
And
absolutely.
I'm wondering if there's other women right now in Maryland listening to this saying, this does sound romantic. So before we poo-poo on this, 410-583-1065. Anonymous is saying, I know this sounds a little crazy. My girlfriend hated our first date at an escape room, but like I'm thinking about recreating our first date and making it basically impossible for us to win this escape room. But then at the end, proposing and saying, yay, but guess what? You win me. Do we tell him to go for that or talk him out of it? 410-583-1065. Hey, Molly from Baltimore, good morning.
Hi. Morning.
Do we tell him to go for that or do we talk him out of it?
No, I think it's great. It's so unique. I mean, who else has done this? And she's going to be so surprised and shocked. And it's sometimes like the most uncomfortable situations are the best.
I think I'm alarmed because he literally said when they did this on their first or second date, she hated it and was extremely stressed out. So I don't know why we would almost want or why we would purposely create a part two of that.
Well, it's perfect because it's like that's how they met. And now he's bringing it back and it's like it shows that he thought about it.
But we wanted to instigate a panic attack again. Like, I'm so concerned for her.
No, I think it's awesome. I think it's like, I love you. This is how we met. I'm so glad we're still together. And I know this was an uncomfortable situation, but now you still have, you get a prize and it's me. I just wanted to bring up my engagement. Like, we were on our way to California and my husband had put the engagement ring in a water bottle in my suitcase. So they had to search, but when they were pouring it out, it came out and he was like, will you marry me?
So at TSA?
It was amazing.
Wait.
Yeah.
Hang on. Wait a minute.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. Wait, so you got stopped at TSA.
Oh, no.
With a water bottle. And then.
Yeah.
But this was planned, though. This was, like, legitimately on purpose.
And so that caused you anxiety. And then he had to go pour the water out, then the ring. And you liked that. And again, caused you anxiety, but you liked it.
Yeah, it was fun.
But it was fun.
And
okay.
I'm glad now I have a story.
But okay.
So you also think that the escape room will be a story?
Yeah, I think it'd be great.
Okay.
That'd be fun.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you for calling us. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Holly from Pasadena, good morning.
Good morning.
So he's thinking about doing this whole escape room proposal with even though she's going to hate it. Do we tell her to go for this or do we talk him out of it?
It's a fantastic idea. Don't talk him out of it. It's so romantic.
Are you serious?
It seems like everyone loves this.
Hang on. Obviously, I want to hear your opinion. We respect everyone else's opinions. I just want to make sure. Did you hear the whole thing from when he started to when he ended and shared that? Like,
I did.
She hated the first time. She goes claustrophobic. She was stressed out and she got really upset. Is everyone aware of those key factors?
That's why it's going to turn out so great. It's so romantic. At the very end, she's going to be happy. I mean, I wish my husband had done something unique like that. You know, he just kneeled on a beach at sunset and gave me the ring. I mean, nice, but, you know, this is really unusual and creative, and I think it's going to go over really great. He should do it.
Even though we know, I guess that's my only thing. Yes, it's creative, and I like.
No,
I
it is. No, it's I, unique. It's really.
I love the creativity.
It would be really cute if it was like her favorite thing ever.
But we know that she like we know the first time that she did not like it. So like that to you doesn't like. That's the only red flag. The creativity, yes. It's the that we know that she hates it. So like this is our one chance, I think, to like stop her from having like a really bad engagement.
Time.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's how it was before, but there wasn't a proposal at the end. I mean, this is a big difference.
Okay, so to you, this will be a memorable proposal, and you, even if you hated this, would want a proposal just like this.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. It's fantastic.
Okay. All right. Well, then there we go. Jess may be the only woman in Maryland that hates this idea. All right. Thank you for calling us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
We only have time for a couple more calls. Who do you want to talk to?
This is Michelle on 3 in Havre de Grace.
Michelle, good morning. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
We're good. Do we tell him to go for this or do we talk him out of it?
I would talk him out of it. First of all, if he hasn't told her that they're going on a, escape room, she may not even go in.
Okay,
unless she already agreed that she's going to go again. If she agreed to go again, then I would probably do it. But I would otherwise, I think it's going to be, I don't think he should do it.
Valid point.
Their anxiety will be through the roof.
It's true.
Now
they could get there and she's like, I'm not getting out of this car.
I'm not even going inside. He's paid for this escape room. And then imagine they
get
there.
He's
like,
not
me.
Not me.
Maybe some other woman, but I ain't going inside. It ain't me. 410-583-1065. Hey, Mahesh in Ellicott City. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Do we tell him to go for this or talk him out of it?
We definitely talk him out of it.
And why? And why?
Well, the biggest reason why is because her best friend is telling him it's a terrible idea.
Yeah.
And the two girls have probably talked about how she wants to be proposed to, and I'm sure they didn't say escape room.
True. That's very, very true.
You don't think it's every woman's dream to be proposed to in an escape room? I feel like that every little girl, I feel like dreams of being proposed to.
I don't want to crap on him for being creative. It's just the fact that, like, he literally said she doesn't like being in small spaces and it could possibly cause her to freak out is what's really freaking me out for her.
But the first date part, y'all.
Yeah, exactly.
The first date. I mean, come on, give him a little bit of credit for the first date thing, you know?
If he really wants to run with the escape room idea, I don't think you should get locked in the room. I think the clues should lead up to the proposal. Aww. And then he does it in the room.
That's cute. So, that's cute. Like leading them to the specific location, and she doesn't necessarily have to go through the room itself.
But we're
if they're in the room, since it sounds like he's paid for a whole escape room experience.
Oh, yeah.
But while they're in the room, maybe have the ring hidden somewhere and
but exit as quickly as possible because obviously we're already on thin ice as we're in there in the first place. Okay, all right. There goes Mahesh. Thank you for that, Mahesh. Appreciate you, man.
All right, thanks, guys. See ya.
So it seems, Anonymous, it seems like it's at least like a lot of women seem like they're happy with it, but the last couple of callers seem like it's you don't really have it all lined up to where she would be thrilled with that idea. You know what I mean? Like
I think it's hard for them to really understand what it would mean to us because they don't understand our dynamic. Like, I think it's still a good idea. I just I don't know. I think you would have to know us, and I understand she's going to get frustrated or whatever, but I think the significance of it being like a first date, that will mean a lot to her. I think you guys just don't know us personally.
No, totally. You're right. You're right. We don't know your relationship. Right. Maybe just think about it a little bit.
And just think about it from her point of view, too. I know you love it, but just really think about it. I don't know if you've heard our segment before, but we're obviously very curious about this one. We do a follow-up segment on Mondays, a Talk Me Out of It update. Would you be curious in coming back on and letting us know if you actually did decide to do it this way or not?
Yeah, that's fine with me. We could talk about it.
Is that cool?
After I do it, we can talk.
That's cool. So Monday, we do like Monday 8:25. Now, obviously, we don't know like your real name. We would have to rely on you to call us back Monday at like 8:25. Does that work for you?
Yeah, I'll put it down.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.